the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehom. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. That's Deb Harley here on Minnesota Homebrew. Deb was born and raised in Southern California, but now calls Minnesota home. But she did make a stop in Whitefish, Montana, where she got her musical career started, performing jazz standards with the Dr. K Trio. And she's influenced by such artists as Bonnie Raitt, The Beatles, and Joni Mitchell. There you go. And that song was titled New Morning. That makes you want to get up and listen. Hey, everyone, welcome to Minnesota Homebrew Music Show. I came to have a good time this evening, and I sure hope you did, too. Oh, boy, so much going on, is it? Don't even know what to say. I've never in my 69 years seen anything quite like what's going on now around the world. But I trust and pray that you're in good shape and safe. And we're going to play some great music this evening. Up next is a gentleman named Bill Mann. And he sent me a CD a couple months ago, I guess, now. And I'm stalling here trying to find Bill on my sheet here. Bill, where are you? All Oh, well, I can't find him. Or can I? Yes, yes. Bill is characterized as a thoughtful and compassionate performer whose songs will lift your spirits and awaken the joy in your life. He's comfortable on several instruments, but primarily on the guitar, finger picking and strumming with a powerfully soothing voice. Here's Bill Mann with a tune titled Tools, and get ready, folks, because tonight we have three songwriting submissions, songs about fast food. So hang on for the ride. Here's Bill Mann again with Tools on MHB.
One, two, three. All I got shows, I got tools. The rich and the poor and the wise and the fools. For living, learning, golden rules. All I got shows, I got tools. Now everybody's born with a physical side. You can take it for a walk or take it for a ride. You can use it for a place to hide or leave it behind when you soar and glide. But just remember one rule: the body ain't nothing but a tool. It ain't nothing but a tool. All of God's children got tools. The rich and the poor and the wise and the fools. For living and learning the golden rules. All of God's children got tools. Now everybody's feeling their way. Tell me, how are you feeling today? You love or hate anything you choose. Jump for joy or be singing the blues. It's all according to your attitude. Cause emotion ain't nothing but a tool. It ain't nothing but a tool. All of God's children got tools. The rich and the poor and the wise and the fools. For living and learning the golden rules. All of God's children got tools. And everybody's got time, it's all laid out in line. Might be the past or the future you see, but right now is the place to be. And everybody's on their own, be the cause of the cause to come. So just be cause, don't you be no fool. The bodies ain't nothing but tools, ain't nothing but tools. All of God's children got tools. The rich and the poor and the wise and the fools. For living and learning the golden rules. All I got, you can get to. So tell me what's on your mind. If you think you might be so inclined, you can think about that and think about this and think all day about heavenly bliss. But if you think too much, you just might miss that the mind ain't nothing but a tool. It ain't nothing but a tool. All I got, you can get to. Rich and the poor and the wise and the fools. For living and learning the golden rules. All of God's children got tools. And right from the heart and soul, in the place you are, you don't ever grow old. You got all them tools to help you find your way. Tools to help you get back home someday. Sometimes they're strange, but that's okay. Ain't nothing but tools anyway. Ain't nothing but tools. All the God's children got tools. The rich and the poor and the wise and the fools. For living and learning the golden rules. All the God's children got tools. Yeah. All the God's children got tools.
Yeah. So typical of Bill Mann's music. Uplifting and inspirational here on Minnesota Home Brew Music Show. And my, oh my, looking at the title of this next song, I can't help thinking of my Canadian friends up across the border, Angus and Irene, because the name of this song is Alex Trebek, and it's by a group called Calamity Jane. We've played a few of their songs on Minnesota Homebrew, beginning as a folk duo. Calamity Jane has evolved into a six-piece Americana band with former members of the Hothead, Straw Dog, Saddle Sores, and Jazztronauts. The result is a mix of musical styles ranging from Texas swing to classic rock to blues to pop to folk. And the principal songwriter of the group is John Mason. So, my oh my, what could they write about 79-year-old Alex Trebek? Well, let's find out.
Liars all around you, rumors swirling too. Who can you turn to for the truth? Only answers keep us anchored as each wave of false facts rolls past. Only one man is all the answers, only one man. Alex Trebek. Extra bad.
Extra bad.
Well, that was cut short. Alex Trebek by Calamity Jean, a Minnesota group. They like Alex, and I think we all do, don't we? I miss his mustache, though. Well, anyway, up next, what a perfect opportunity to segue right into our outstate song of the evening.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Yeah, and they are the Small Glories. I really, really, really like this group. They're a roots powerhouse duo, Kara Luft and J.D. Edwards, a musical tour de force, partnership planted on the Canadian prairies, thrown together purely by accident for an anniversary show at Winnipeg's venerable West End Cultural Center. Got to get there someday. The Small Glories could almost make you believe in fate. Their second CD, Assiniboine and the Red, was released just this last year, and it was released at West End Cultural Center. And from that CD, we've chosen this song for the evening. It's called Sing. You're listening to Homebrew.
I could sing for the money, I could sing for the praise.
sitting out, nothing, wasting time up on the stage. Good folks are bleeding freedom, denied their truth. One thing I can do is sing for you. Sing for the suffering working slaves, cast in a debt they can never repay. Sing for their oppressors who still believe, see the us or them, never harmony. Sing for the rebels who forgot their cause, dignity for all, whatever the cost. Who are looking at retirement, don't wanna be poor, but what about the children ravaged by war? Up on the stage, good folks are bleeding freedom, denied their truth. One thing I can do is sing for you. Free from the past, sing for a living that's meant to last. Sing for togetherness and not the wall. Tears of human spirit are felt by all. Gotta do what I can, gotta live what I believe. Learn to love and wear it on my sleeve. I can sing for the money, I can sing for the praise. Nothing, wasting time up on the stage. Could folks who bleed in freedom deny their truth? One thing I can do is sing for you.
Boy, would I love to be sitting there listening those two folks sing for me over a glass of good Canadian beer. Well, we're going to head back to the U.S. for this song, and actually down southwestern Minnesota, Mountain Lake, Windham area, Bruce Bolt CD, I Ain't Got No Goat, has been played many times on this show, and now he's put out another one. And from that song, we're going to play the title track. Bruce is also the president of Prairie Wind Folk Music and Bluegrass Association. Here's Bruce Bolt with a tune titled This Bench.
Your name is on this bench, placed there for posterity by your friends and family when your spirit was set free. I thank you for this rest that I do now enjoy. To gather my thoughts and calm my soul, and I thank you for this song that your spirit's given me for us all to enjoy as we are. Sing along. I thank you for this view. And I thank you for this song that your Spirit's given me for us all to enjoy as we are.
I think I'd like a bench overlooking my memorial someday. Bruce Bolt. Here on Minnesota Homebrew. On a Thursday evening, every Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m., KSRQ 90.1 if you're close by Thief River Falls, otherwise RadioNorthland.org. And we're going to have another songwriting submission event next month, April 30th, and the theme is going to be spring. And we already have one entry from Mr. Greg Connor. Hi, Greg and Rita. Down there on the south suburbs of the Twin Cities, Savage, Minnesota. I used to run a Burger Chef restaurant in Shakopee. Do you remember Burger Chef, owned by General Foods? Burger Chef and Jeff were the mascots. You got your burger plain, and then you fixed it at their burger bar. Ah, yeah, I think most of them are Hardee's now, and then now Hardee's is taking kind of a hit, too, in the upper Midwest. So used to have three in Grand Forks, now only have one. Used to have one here in Thief River Falls, and now we have none. Ah, love Hardee's biscuit and gravy, and their burgers. Chicken. If you're ever at a Hardee's, get their chicken filet, but ask them to make it fresh. Put mayo and lettuce and cheese on it. Oh, my God. That's great. Well, up next, a lady who's from northeastern Minnesota, and she has soul and pours it into every note she sings. With complete control of her voice, she takes listeners on an emotional ride from smooth country heartbreak to foot stomp and Americana blues and beyond. Her songwriting ranges from honest emotion and earthy imagery to the raucousness of horses, strippers, and whiskey. Ha! Huh. What do you think about that? And the name of this song reminds me of something. My daughter, people have been asking, has she had the baby yet? The answer is no. And today is her due date. But I just talked to her a few minutes ago, and everything is normal. Nothing is out of the ordinary. And we're just waiting for a quick and easy delivery of her fourth grandchild, my fourth grandchild, and her third boy. And the reason this title reminded me of Jana is because she loves the title of this song. Here's Colleen Myrie with Cold Coffee on MHB.
Thank you.
Clean Myrie. It's a good Thief River Falls area name. Hey, folks, there aren't any live venues to go to at this time, as you're well aware of. But it's sort of interesting because it spawned a lot of online live performances, both solo performances and open mics. And if you'll check our Facebook page, and while you're there, like us, you'll see that we post whenever somebody has one. I see Courtney Yasme has something coming up this Saturday night at the live stream concert, 7 to 9:30 p.m. And Dan Rumsey has something coming up. So does Paul Vance and his son. Can't think of his name right now. Mark and Vanessa Ross, Adam Moe from Pushing Chains, Skylar Bouchard this Sunday at 3 p.m. Or did that already go by? No, that's coming up this Sunday. And I see my friend Ryrene is going to listen in. And I'm going to try to mark that down on my calendar. I'm so forgetful. Luckily, I remember to come here on Thursday nights at 6 o'clock. Well, up next, a gentleman named Tony Cuccetti. And we've played his music solo, and we've also played his music with Joey Flip. And a little bit about Tony. Where are you, Tony? I just think I passed by him here. Well, don't see him here. He must be out of alphabetical order here. But hey, I'll look for him. See if we can fill you in after this song. Here's Tony Cuccetti with a song called IJ, whatever that means.
Disappear with all the lies. sober. Yeah, this is real. Free humanity.
Stop. Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Wonderful world of beer, but this is rather depressing news. The top 25 beers, best-selling beers in America 2019. And of all the beers on here, I only drink one, Blue Moon, which came in at number 19. Up in Canada, it's called Belgian Moon, and it has only 1% of the market share. And if you, in case you didn't know, Molson Coors owns Blue Moon. They probably bought it from some smaller company years ago. I have had Yingling, just one half of a bottle once. It was very good. And there they come in. They're the oldest beer company in the United States. They come at number 17. They're out of Pennsylvania. Nine of the beer. Oh, well, look at here. Number 25, Guinness, with a half of 1% of the market share. Oh, and I've drunk Stella Artois, too. They come in at 14. But it's the rest is pretty depressing because, and I please forgive me if I insult anyone. I don't mean to, but nine of the beers are light beers. Oh, my gosh. Budweiser, number four. But number three, Miller Lite. Number two, Coors Light. And number one, Bud Light. Bud Light has a whopping 14.3% of the market share in the United States, twice as much as number two, Coors Light. And then it goes down to, as I said, to Miller Lite, Budweiser, Michelob Ultra, Corona Extra, Modelo Especial, number seven, Natural Light, number eight, Bud Light, Busch Light, I'm sorry, number nine, and Busch, number 10. It's Pabst Blue Ribbon's in there at number 18, Miller High Life at 13. But yeah, some pretty weird things. Couple Mexican beers. Anyway, oh well, doesn't really matter. I'm going to drink what I like to drink. The other night I had one of my favorites, which was Dark Side out of Nebraska. It's a vanilla porter, but very complex. Anyway, up next on Homebrew, the Jim Ruiz Group. And they've gone by the Jim Ruiz Group, Jim Ruiz 4, the Jim Ruiz Set. I think Jim's originally from Chicago. And his group is comprised of himself, Charlotte Crabtree, and Emily Ruiz. Jim's from Minneapolis now. And speaking of him, musician Allison LeBon says he's such a total nerd. There's nothing sex, drugs, and rock and roll about Jim Ruiz. Here he is with Urban Gentleman on Homebrew.
So sincere, I'm so sincere and very gentle. Not so dumb that I am naive. No, am I that smart that I'm intellectual? No, they scoff at me. I'm sure they'll name a guitar for me, you see, cause all I need is a special friend, and I'll be the urban gentleman. Let's go to the show, and I call you up, we'll go to the movies. You said fine, I said hey, let's go. I'll be around your place at 6:30, and if my car should stall, I wonder who the hell to call, because all I need is a special friend, and I'd be the urban gentleman. You gotta watch your step, you gotta wear the right clothes, you gotta blush your cheeks and powder your nose. And when you count your friends, or do you use your fingers? When you run out, do you start on your toes? Baby, who knows? Because I can be young and so sincere, and so sincere and very gentle. Not so dumb that I am naive. No, Am I that smart that I'm intellectual and I got in for free? I guess that makes me legendary, because all I need is a special friend, and I'd be the urban gentleman. Say, all I need is a special friend, and I'd be the urban gentleman. Say, all I need is a special friend, and I'd be the urban gentleman.
You know, I talked on Facebook with Jim a few months ago, and he said they only perform maybe once every couple of years. Amazing. I don't understand that. Well, up next, the late Lonnie Knight. And when I say late and great, I know it sounds trite, but Lonnie was a phenomenal musician. Grew up in the Twin Cities. I think in his teenage years, moved to Detroit, came back to the Twin Cities, and got into all kinds of legendary groups in the Twin Cities, including Joker's Wild, Nielsen White Band, the Hoopsnakes, and recorded several solo CDs, and sadly passed away. He told me a story once that he was warming up. He was the warm-up act for Towns Van Zandt in Texas once, and he said that Towns was the only singer he ever knew who sounded better when he would drink a pint of Southern Comfort. So we lost Lonnie, but he left behind some great music. Here's a song titled Broken Wing.
Come down and see me when I'm old and gray. Come down and see me and I'll sing for you. That's the only joy I have that time can't take away. The song, the word, the day, and a broken wing. Melodies of life I've tuned to simple chords. I am pagan in tomorrow's eyes. I am moved by promises of sad rewards and sheltered neath the touch of a broken wing. Broken wing, I call to you, fall through your sky. Broken heart, I'll sing for you, bring you to life. I'll give you shelter from night. I will fly among the stars on trails of light. I will leave a message in my way. I will ply my silver oars through wounded nights. My guide will be a bird with a broken wing. I will love and hate and not apologize. I will let the rainbow wear my shoes. I will welcome death when life is realized. And I will dance behind a bird with a broken wing. Broken wing, I call to you, fall to your sky. Broken heart, I'll sing for you, bring you to life. I'll give you shelter from. Come down and see me when I'm old and gray. Come down and see and I'll sing for you. That's the only joy I have that time can't take away. The song, the word, the day, and a broken wing.
Beautiful, beautiful song by Lonnie Knight. I had a chance to see him play at a little spot in Shorewood on the north end of the Twin Cities. Gosh, it must be 6 years ago now. I was mesmerized. Met him afterward. Very humble guy. Well, hey, folks, it's time for our monthly songwriting challenge submissions, and the theme this month is fast food. And the first one comes to us from Bruce Caswell, and it's titled Fast Food Drive-Thru. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Burgers and fries, chicken nuggets, we cook them all day, have today. Battered and fried with cheese on the side for a treat. For lunches, the people all line up in bunches, waiting their turn to be fed. And I fill up their bags with fattening foods to eat. I can't say I'm proud of the work that I do. I serve greasy food at the fast food drive-thru. It's not really cool or ambitious. Doesn't fulfill any wishes. I'm a working man making a dime, and I'm happy most all the time. Along with their feedings, I give them all greetings of thank you and have a nice day. I say thanks for waiting in friendly, persuading tones. I shoot them a smile, say it might take a while to finish an order this size. So please pull ahead into one of our waiting zones. I can't say I'm proud of the work that I do. I serve greasy food at the fast food drive-thru. It's not really cool or ambitious. It doesn't fulfill any wishes. I'm a working man making a dime, and I'm happy most all the time. Hardly solutions for their resolutions of eating healthy, good foods, or to lose all the weight from the food that they ate here before. The sugars and salts from the fries and the malts might lead to their early demise, but they'll never stop, they'll always be back for more. I can't say I'm proud of the work that I do. I serve greasy food at the fast food drive-thru. It's not really cool or ambitious. It doesn't fulfill any wishes. I'm a working man making a dime, and I'm happy most all the time.
That is a nice song, so well written. Some nice internal rhymes there. Bruce Caswell from Wayzata, Minnesota, for you outside the area. That's on the northwest side of the Twin Cities, not far from Lake Minnetonka. If you go a little farther west, you come to Spring Park, where I lived, when I was first married in 1979. And if you go a little more farther west, you come to Mound, where Tonka toys were made. Right across from the factory was a Burger Chef restaurant, and I managed that one at one time for Joe Nelson, who was a fine boss and a fine gentleman. And yeah, in fact, there was a Chinese restaurant next door called the House of Moy. And we ate there the night before our son Brian was born, and now he's 40 years old. And my wife still says to this day it was the Chinese food that forced her into labor. So great song. And I feel a little sorry for that guy in the drive-thru, but if he works hard, he might manage that restaurant, maybe even own it someday. Well, up next, our next songwriting submission for this month's challenge, and this one's from Greg Connor. Greg, as I mentioned, is down in Savage, Minnesota, and he's a good friend. He called me just before the show just to ask if it was all right if we allowed members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters to submit their spring-themed songs, which are going on right now, a co-writing challenge for April's show. And I said, well, of course, because it works out well. And next week, by the way, is our all MAS, Minnesota Association of Songwriters, show for the month. So get ready to tune in for that next Thursday at 6 p.m. And anyway, here's Greg with Let's Dine In.
Date night.
Yeah, real funny.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your pleasure, dear? I feel our date is near. How about some dinner and the show? We'll pick a fast food restaurant, get a bag of what we want, dine in and eat it nice and slow. Let's dine in tonight. Oh, let's dine in tonight. That drive-up window is way too slow. We'll enjoy the ambiance and all them condiments. Let's dine in and skip that food to go.
You know, I can't believe this idea was up your sleeve. What about that mention of a show?
Uh-oh. Back home, turn the TV on. There's gotta be something on.
This is not like any date I know.
Let's dine in tonight. Let's dine in tonight. Too slow. We'll enjoy the ambiance and all those free condiments. Let's dine in and skip that food to go. Oh.
Carl, you gotta help me with Greg. This isn't working out. This is not a date.
Here's our third submission of the evening by Steve and Kim Wolf, titled Fast Food on a Slow Night.
On a slow day, nothing is shaking at the Shamrock Cafe. This one-horse town has nine drive-thrus. It's date night for me and you. Fast food after a slow night. Run for the border long after midnight. Diablo salsa, rice and refried. You and me side by side. I told you I'd take you to Greece one day. What you be if we ended up okay? May not be living high on the south, but I sure could go for some fries right now. chicken fried, finger licking good. Mama thinks I don't treat you like I should. You and me, we have our own recipe. You fell fast and you fell for me. I told you I'd take you to Greece one day. What's your beef? We ended up okay. May not be living high on the sound, but I sure could go for some chicken right now.
Steve and Kim Wolf, sorry I kind of talked over their intro there. Fast Food on a Slow Night, our third submission for Songwriting Challenge, and we're going to put that one to bed. And thank you very much. Don't forget next April, the last Thursday, I think there's five in April, the 30th, the theme is spring or springtime or renewal, anything to do with that green stuff that grows on the ground. Hey, Greg, Rita, I should mention that when Greg called, I was just about ready to sit down to a plate of ring bologna and sauerkraut. And was it ever good? Yeah, love that stuff. My dad was a real meat guy. Couldn't pass a meat shop. He'd bring home all kinds of meat, though. Head cheese and liverwurst and, oh, the things I love. So anyway, that's a wrap for tonight. We want to thank you for listening to Minnesota Homebrew. Next week, all Minnesota Association of Songwriters. And we want to remind you to stay tuned for the Gypsy Outlaw Radio program with the Jensen Sisters. And remind you that whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. And God willing, we'll see you again next week on Minnesota Homebrew.